Howard Nelson, who was a former congressman, said he felt it was harder being a municipal officer than it was being a member of Congress. And he said, because I'm in Washington, the local leaders are living next door to their constituents. They see them at the grocery store. They see them at the post office. They see them at funerals. They see them at the cemetery. They see them at the rec center. They see them at church. And oftentimes, what's good for the city as a whole is not necessarily what's good for their neighbor. Their next-door neighbor, their back-door neighbor. And so it oftentimes creates some interesting dynamics. And he said that to give respect and to give the due to those people who stand up or step forward, throw their hat in the ring, what have you, to serve on the local level. We oftentimes take local government for granted. But you get up in the morning, you turn on the faucet, get a drink or to brush your teeth, and you expect there to be water. You use the facilities, you expect the toilet to flush. You leave out your driveway during the winter, you expect your roads to be plowed. Well, it's not the federal government or the state government that does that, it's your local government. While you're away at work or shopping or visiting, you expect your property to be protected. You expect your family to be protected, both with the police and with fire protection. These are all essential city services. You might have a child or a grandchild doing a research project. And heaven forbid, the internet goes down. Well, we have a brick and mortar library. And so they come down and finish their research project at our wonderful library. You may have arthritis or any other health condition, so you enjoy swimming laps at the rec center. And other things, the wonderful parks to take your children and grandchildren to. Again, this is your local government work. And so you are the stakeholders. You're here. So let's get on with it.